Good morning. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas if you are joining us online as well as we continue our grand celebration of this season of Christmas. It's not just a day. It isn't over anymore. In the church, our season is at least 12 days. And hopefully it continues on throughout our lives. It is good for us to be together. I do have a quick message for, I think they have Sunday school going on right now. If you want to go to Sunday school, all right? I know for sure they've got it going on. And so, you know, they'd love to have you come and hang out. Merry Christmas, Savannah. I don't want to just, you know, it's not like I'm trying to kick her out of church. All right. We continue our celebration of Christmas today and then into next weekend. Now, next weekend is, I think, the 8th and 9th days of Christmas and all the rest of that. Saturday, January 1st, we will not have our usual Saturday evening service. Because I think there's a new law that says everyone in Ohio must watch the Rose Bowl that day. So we're all going to be doing that instead. No, but we won't have service on Sunday the 1st, but we will have regular service, both 8:30 contemporary and 10:30 traditional on Sunday the 2nd as we continue our celebration of Christmas. I hope that you are enjoying your Christmas. There are many other announcements to read in your bulletin. But we've gathered this morning to be in worship together. So let us rise and sing our opening song, Away in a Manger. Shine into our hearts the light of your wisdom, O God, and open our minds to the knowledge of your word, that in all things we may think and act according to your good will, and may live continually in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
I got this straight from the pastor. As we're reading this morning, there's a word in there I don't think I've ever heard or paid attention to. It's EPHOD. It's ephod. And it's like an overshirt, something today you might see Ebenezer Scrooge wear as a nightshirt. But let you know what that is so that you don't lose your place as we're going along. The first lesson is from the second chapter of 1 Samuel. Samuel was ministering before the Lord. A boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift that she made to the Lord." And then they would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow, both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson comes to us from the third chapter of Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Now every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Merry Christmas. One of the joys of being a parent is watching your children grow and seeing the people they become. Will their earliest dreams last long enough to come to fruition, or will a newfound passion direct them and help them become? As we watch and support, help as we are able and just stand back and let it happen, they become the man or woman that they are, and it is a joy for most of us. Today, we are still in the early stages of our Christmas celebration. Over the last 2 days, we have heard once again the story of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. Some of us heard the stories of angels speaking to Mary and Joseph and explaining to them what was happening, their role in it, and who this child is to become. It is this becoming that I want us to look at today. Because from Samuel to Jesus to you and to me, we hear today's stories encouraging our becoming. We watch Samuel and Jesus begin their paths, and we are encouraged by Paul in Colossians to make our paths ones that follow Jesus in loving the world and loving our neighbors in it. We become children and disciples, following our Lord into the world around us with hope. Today in our readings, we first hear of Samuel. Samuel's mother, Hannah, had been barren for a long time, and in her world, barrenness was a cause for shame and for concern. If she did not bear children, she could be let go and left to her own devices, which at the time was nigh on a death sentence for women like her.
In the story earlier, Hannah prayed to God for assistance, promising that if she bore a son, she would dedicate that son to the Lord's service. God heard Hannah, and she did bear a son. Hannah kept her word and dedicated Samuel to the service of the Lord. In our reading today, we begin to hear of Samuel's becoming. Samuel worked with Eli in the temple near Bethel. His mother still came in support and care. Then we get at the end this amazing phrase. Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. This is Samuel becoming. God's love has been planted in Samuel and into his life. He was growing in his service with the support of Eli, with the support of Hannah, of his father Elkanah, but most importantly, with the support of God. There is much for Samuel to do, and we rejoice in his becoming. Samuel would become the final judge in the time of Judges. Samuel would anoint both the first king, Saul, as well as David, the greatest king of all God's people until Jesus. This is Samuel's becoming. With the care and concern of his family and the presence of God in his life, he becomes. Today also from the gospel story, we hear of Jesus and of his becoming as well. This is the only story we get in all four gospels concerning Jesus' childhood. It is Passover time, and Jesus and his family made their pilgrimage to Jerusalem that year. It sounds as if they usually made the trip, but we know for sure they made it this year because Luke tells us about it. While Joseph, Mary, and the others in their group begin their returning towards Nazareth, Jesus remains behind in Jerusalem. Jesus is in the temple, conversing with various teachers, rabbis, Levites, more. It's not until the evening of that first day of travel that Mary and Joseph notice that Jesus is not with all of them. Panic sets in. Anxiety ratchets up. Fear blossoms in their bellies. Where is Jesus? Now, both Mary and Joseph have reason to believe that Jesus is going to be all right. I mean, they did hear from angels all those years ago, but parents are parents are parents. And they make their way back to Jerusalem with haste, and they begin their search. Not one day, not 2 days, 3 days it takes them. And when they find Jesus in their temple, they express their anxiousness. They express their dismay. But Jesus reminds them of his becoming. If the angels were telling Mary and Joseph the truth, if Jesus was truly to bring the good news of God's love to all the people, there was some becoming to be done. The conversations that Jesus had, the questions that he asked those people, the questions that they asked him were all part of his becoming. It wasn't quite a catechism class, all right? But it was close. And Jesus rejoiced in the beginning of his becoming, becoming the man, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Lord he was to become. And like with Samuel, Luke ends this story celebrating Jesus' becoming by telling us all that Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. Jesus continued to become the man he was to be, the Savior we need, as well as God's promised Messiah. This becoming then helps us to see the potential for our becoming. Because this Christmas season, we see again the gift of God's love incarnate in Jesus, our Savior. We hear again the good news of peace and goodwill. We come to this table and revel in the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation that are ours through Jesus' life and death and resurrection. Paul celebrates with all of us the truth of God's presence in our lives by reminding us all that we are God's chosen one, holy and beloved. Like Samuel and like Jesus, we have the presence of God planted in us, growing within us toward our becoming. We have support from those around us and from Jesus our Lord. Paul encourages our becoming, our growth, and our bearing fruit by describing what that becoming can look like for us. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, not just Waldo sweaters. As children of God whose lives have been transformed in the waters of baptism, we can arise every day to clothe ourselves with these qualities, bearing with one another and forgiving, continuing the transformation and sharing the love that we always receive from God. Our becoming is marked by our becoming more like Jesus. As we follow Him, learn from Him, draw strength and guidance from Him, we become the children of God that we are intended to be. We shine with Jesus' borrowed light, and we make God's kingdom real every moment that we can. One of the amazing gifts of Christmas is that we can become who God intends us to be. God's love came down as a babe. Jesus lived and cared, healed and fed, suffered, died, rose again so we can become God's children, so we can become His disciples, so we can become those who bring God's dream to reality. It is my prayer that as the new year blooms, we can all look at our lives and notice the becoming, that we can say with Samuel that we continue to grow in favor with the Lord and with the people, and we can say with Jesus that we increase in wisdom and years and in divine and human favor. Amen. Please rise as we join together in prayer, joining our voices with the heavenly host and Christians throughout time and space. Let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. You come to us in gatherings of your church across the globe. Unite us with those who celebrate your birth even when they are weighed down by grief, loss, poverty, hunger, or injustice. Lord, in your mercy, you come to us in the diverse splendor of the universe. Grant us the humility to trust our place in the network of creation, that we live in service to you and the natural world. Lord, in your mercy, you come to us through relationships of many kinds, families, friendships, communities, and nations. Guide us in these relationships that we recognize the Christ child in one another and show your love to those most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, you come to us through people whom the world forgets. Poor shepherds and imprisoned Paul announced your good news. Send your spirit to all who are imprisoned, struggling with addiction, unwell, or in any need this day. Lord, in your mercy, you come to us in acts of justice and forgiveness. Open our hearts to forgive one another without permitting injustice. Supply us with the wisdom to be clothed with love, binding all things together in perfect harmony. Lord, in your mercy, you come to us through those who have died yet live with you forever. We give you thanks for Stephen, deacon, and martyr, who gave his life to tell the story of your love. Lord, in your mercy, rejoicing in your word made flesh among us, we commend these prayers to you, confident of your grace and love made known to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. I now invite you to join with me in the Christmas Creed you find printed in your bulletin. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the beauty of the gospel begun in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town and whose spirit still brings music to persons all over the world, in towns both large and small. I believe in the one for whom the crowded inn could find no room, and I confess that my heart still sometimes wants to exclude Christ from my life today. I believe in the one who the rulers of the earth ignored and the proud could never understand, whose life was among common people, whose welcome came from people of hungry hearts. I believe in the one who proclaimed the love of God to be invincible. I believe in the one whose cradle was a mother's arms, whose modest home in Nazareth had love for its only wealth, who looked at people as real and made them see what God's love saw in them, who by love brought sinners back to purity and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God. I confess my everlasting need of God, the need of forgiveness for our selfishness and greed, the need of new life for empty souls, the need of love for hearts grown cold. I believe in God who gives us the best of himself. I believe in Jesus, the Son of the living God, born in Bethlehem for me and for the world. Amen. In the peace of this season, our spirits are joyful. With the beasts and angels, the shepherds and stars, with Mary and Joseph, we sing God's praise. By your coming, may the hungry be filled with good things, and may this table and all our homes be blessed. Bless us, O Lord, and these your gifts which we are about to receive from your bounty through Christ our Lord. Eternal God, this joyful day is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. May that light illuminate our hearts and shine in our words and deeds. May the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love represented by the birth in Bethlehem fill our lives and become part of all that we say and do. May we share the divine life of your Son, Jesus Christ, even as he humbled himself to share our humanity. Bless us and the feast that you have provided for us. Let us be thankful for the true gift of Christmas, your Son, who on the night in which he was betrayed took bread, he blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." God of all gifts, we thank you for the many ways you have blessed us this day. We are grateful for each of us who are gathered at this your table. We ask you to bless with this holy meal, and by the presence of your Holy Spirit, fill us with your gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. In our gratitude and love, we remember your humble birth in our lives and pray for those who are without enough to eat. We remember the stable in which you were born and pray for those who have no place to live. We remember your challenging message of caring and giving, and we pray for peace in families and nations throughout the world. We bless you and give you thanks in your Spirit who brings our hearts to life this Christmas season, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It is to show us the depth of God's love that Jesus came as a child. And it is in the spirit of that love that I bid you now come to his table of grace. You may be seated.
please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ fills us with strength, we are also sent out in love and service. And so together we pray, Most High God, you have come among us at this table. By the Spirit's power, form us to be bearers of your word, sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all, through Christ Jesus, our hope and our guest. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Merry Christmas. May your week be blessed as we go into the world with hope.
May God's vision our mission.
That's it.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Born. Go tell it on the mountain.